1027, Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
This morning I'm going to talk about stress.
Everybody's got that at the moment.
That seems to be the case. So one of the things I do is that I'm chaplain to a high school. And I went and chatted to the teachers the other day and sat them in a circle. And I do a thing called a check-in. And I said, how are you all? In a word or two, tell me. And not one of the teachers said, wonderful, motivated, energized, excited to be here. Most of them said, we are stressed. And I was looking at it, and first of all, I think it's a red flag for us, for teachers. We need to be careful. Our teachers are under stress. But I think most people today are stressed. And one of the things, just one of the ways in which we can control stress in our lives or reduce stress in our lives is looking at what we can control. Stress is often caused by a desire to control every aspect of our lives, and there are some things that we actually just can't. And so we need to recognize that and change our thinking. I'll give you an example about how you can reduce stress by changing your thinking and the power of the mind. Let's look at, you were talking about spiders the other day. If you've got arachnophobia and you put a tarantula in someone's hand, they will immediately be stressed.
Yes.
Put it in the hand of someone who loves spiders and they don't have suffer stress at all.
Yeah.
Could do the same with birds. Give Tony Morell or myself a parrot, we're in heaven. Put the parrot on someone who fears them, they actually are very, very stressed. Yes, not so much. So our minds are very, very important, and therefore we need to look at what we can control and be aware of it. We can control our boundaries. I'm getting much better at putting boundaries in place, and it's something that we need to learn to do. We can, and I know it's hard, but we can actually control our thoughts. We need to be mindful of them, aware of the impact of them, and change them where necessary. We can control our actions and our responses, and we get we can also control what we get to give energy to. I did a course once on appreciative inquiry, and they spoke about the little red dot in organizations and said, don't give so much energy to the red dot. Rather give energy to the other people. And I think that's something we need to be aware of, because we often place all our energy on the negative and not on the positive. We can control how we speak to ourselves. The first sign of madness is not speaking to yourself. In fact, we all do it. And just be aware of what you're saying to yourself. I'm sure we've all heard of IQ and probably EQ and SQ, but there's also AQ, adversity quotient. There are things we can do to improve that so that we respond better when we're in adverse situations. Outside of our control, load shedding. Outside of our control, natural disasters. Lockdown was outside of our control.
Yeah.
The opinions and actions of others is actually outside of our control. How others care for themselves. I think sometimes we stress because we tell someone what to do and they don't do it. There's that old adage, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah.
Let it go. As long as you've told them, you can let it go. We can't control the past. It's gone. Let it go. We can't control the outcome of our efforts always, but we must still make the effort. And so we need to just work out what we can control. If it's in our control and it's causing you stress, change it. If it's outside of your control and you can't, let it go. And learn how to let it go. And I'm going to end with a quote that I've adapted because I love reading. Life is like reading a book. When something unpleasant happens or something challenging, don't close the book. Turn the page.
Yeah. Thank you, Reverend Shona. If somebody out there wants to get in touch with you, how can they contact you?
They can contact me on shona@hot1027.co.za.
And don't forget Sunrise with Shona this Sunday at 6 in the morning.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show. Tony Morell, Bunny Majaja, Simon Hill, and John Walland. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.